Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country. The kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Welcome to Yoga Girl Daily and happy Wednesday, you guys. It's Well-Being Wednesday today, which means it's time for us to find a quiet place to sit down and meditate. So of course, as usual, Wednesday episodes are always best to listen to and to practice with in an undisturbed space. So if you can find a place to sit down where you can comfortably connect to your breath for the next 5 minutes, that would be wonderful.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And let's begin this practice today by placing both of our hands on top of our heart. And I want you to really make a physical connection to your heart center right now. Taking this moment to connect to the heart, a little bit of that every day can really go a long way. But for right now, just taking a moment to tune in. How's your heart doing right now? How's your heart feeling today? What are you carrying in your heart here now? And you can start to quietly begin to bring some awareness to your breath. Little by little, allowing your breaths to grow a little bit deeper, a little bit fuller. And with each cycle of breath, see if you can begin to increase the connection that you have to your heart space. The heart is a container that holds all things. So any emotion that you're sitting with today, you should be able to experience that by connecting to this place here and now. So feeling what it feels like to inquire toward the heart. Do you feel like it's easy for you to make a connection here? Can you close your eyes, place your hands to your heart and feel? Or do you feel like it's hard to connect to this place? Perhaps you're placing your hands to your heart and you don't feel anything at all. Maybe you don't have this practice of tuning in and listening to what the heart speaks of. So the heart might feel very distant from where you are right now. Knowing that whatever experience you have by connecting to the heart in this moment, everything is okay. We're not looking for any particular outcome, but just this practice of looking within. What's there? What's present? What's moving inside of you right now? And then listen to what the heart speaks of. And perhaps your next breath in, you can allow that breath to be drawn all the way into this heart space. Imagining almost as if your inhales could help clear the way. Or as if your inhales could help direct and create a channel between your mind and your heart so that you can really listen. And then as you exhale, envisioning anything that needs to be cleared away, envisioning that leaving the body. So if you feel like perhaps there's a little bit of a blockage there, maybe you have a wall up, Maybe it's been a while since you connected to your heart. Perhaps you don't have that practice. That's okay. Let's use the breath to create almost like a direct line or a highway from the mind to the heart so that you can feel a little bit deeper into what's actually going on right now. And if there's something that's lingering in your heart space that you feel has been weighing heavy on you, maybe there's some confusion there, or perhaps there's something really old lingering around your heart right now. Perhaps a past pain or some hurt, something that happened to you maybe long ago. Use your breath and let every breath in literally become a breath of fresh air that sweeps through your heart space, bringing about all the light that your heart needs in this moment and clearing away anything that isn't serving you anymore. Allowing your shoulders to drop. Feeling that beautiful sense of softness inside of your chest. And perhaps with every breath and the longer that you stay here, connected with your hands to your heart, you can feel that softening of the heart. Noticing the heart unfolding and opening almost like a flower. And witnessing that beauty of pure, absolute love that lies within. Let's take another beautifully heart-centered breath in and out. And turn the corners of the mouth up into just a hint of a smile. And gently blink your eyes open. Take a moment to send some gratitude to your heart and to yourself for this heart-centered meditation practice. Thank you so much for tuning into this place of love with me today. I'll see you tomorrow.